Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to a special Thursday early morning edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. And it is the start of the PGA Tour 2015-2016 wraparound. October 15th is the date. I'm coming to you live, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. A lot to get to on today's show. Pardon me, so I'll get right to it. The President's Cup. I had a hard time watching it because it was on at such a difficult time for people who live, especially in the Eastern Time Zone of the United States. Great golf. It did actually have a real good team atmosphere feel for maybe only the third or fourth time in the history of the event. The Americans win. Bill Haas wins two up on Sangmun Bay, the final match. And the tough break is Sangmun Bay now cannot play golf, at least on a professional level, as a touring pro for a couple of years. So we'll see what happens with Sangmun Bay. I think he's going to have a great career after that. Y.E. Yang did after he served in the Army there in South Korea. And, of course, K.J. Choi, eight-time PGA Tour champion, went on to have a great career after serving as well. So good luck to Sangmun Bay. The Americans win the President's Cup. Yay, good for them. 9-1-1 now after 11 President's Cups. I will have a dirty dozen for you in a moment, a strategy, but also congratulations to a young lady, Jessica Korda, who found the winner's circle last week for the first time this year, and she did it in Malaysia. Congratulations to Jessica Korda, terrific young player, someone that has not grabbed the spotlight playing golf like some other young ladies, but she's got game. And maybe this will vault her into a position to take control and win some more. Great going for Jessica Korda. So those are two of great events that happened last week. Okay, this week at the Silverado Country Club, are you ready? The 2015-2016 wraparound season commences today. I'm coming to you a half hour before, actually 50 minutes before the first tee time. So I'm okay. I can make my predictions. Even though I'm coming to you live on a Thursday, I usually come to you on a Wednesday. A lot of good players in this event. 10 rookies are in this event who got their cards recently. 141 players will tee it up today. Nine of the major champions. The headline player, Rory McIlroy. Tiger Woods was supposed to compete, could not do it due to his back surgery, but the headline player is indeed Rory McIlroy, and he will be paired with U.S. Open champion of a couple years ago, Justin Rose, and someone who could be, maybe, might not be, in my dirty dozen, Brant Snedeker. He has been before. Hunter Mahan will be paired with Jeff Ogilvie and Webb Simpson. The Silverado Country Club in the Napa Valley, one of the most beautiful places in America for sure and probably on earth. It is absolutely gorgeous. Had the privilege of being out there a number of times. Terrific golf course. Johnny Miller is the honorary chairman, if you will, of the event. Brendan DeYoung will be playing with Adam Goodwin and Patrick Rogers, the feature player there, Patrick Rogers. Shane Birch, Eric Compton, and Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas trying to win on the PGA Tour. Let's see, we've got three guys who did play in the President's Cup last week in this event, other than a couple others that are in it, but three that are paired together, Stephen Bowditch, Hideki Matsuyama, and Charles Schwartzel. That's Bowditch, Matsuyama, and Schwartzel. And another group of three-time, now these are the rookies, Henrik Norlander, Emilio Garrillo, and Martin Piller. Those are three rookies getting their first event of this year. All three of them have played in PGA Tour events in the past. Troy Merritt's going to be paired with Nick Watney and Kevin Na. That's an interesting group. Nick Watney from that area. You got to like his chances this week. I will have my picks momentarily. Now it's time for my weekly Dirty Dozen. And if you're not familiar, my Dirty Dozen are the 12 best players currently in the world without a major title. Here we go. And I want to hear yours. I get a lot of responses to this, and you send them to my email. I review them, and I get back to everyone who does indeed take the time to send me their Dirty Dozen. Maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you won't. Here we go. This week's Dirty Dozen: Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, a man cracking through for the first time, Mark Leishman, Jimmy Walker, Bill Haas, Brandon Grace, a guy who has been out of it but is back in my Dirty Dozen this week after a great play last week in Europe, Luke Donald, Matt Kuchar, J.B. Holmes, Danny Lee, and a very special note, Bryson DeChambeau has cracked my Dirty Dozen. He is the current NCAA individual champion, the current U.S. amateur champion, and he announced a couple of days ago, because his school, SMU, has been put on probation and cannot participate in the NCAA tournament next year, he is leaving school to concentrate for the next 6 months through the Masters to stay an amateur and then see what happens at that point. He may certainly turn professional. And I'm sure it was a very difficult decision. But because of the NCAA penalties against the SMU golf team, he is no longer on the team. He is going to, as I said a moment ago, take 6 months, play a lot of amateur golf all over the world. And he felt bad about it, but he makes my Dirty Dozen because I think that young man is headed for a fantastic career on the PGA Tour. Watch out for Bryson DeChambeau. And so that is my Dirty Dozen. Now, this week's strategy for your game. And it's sort of a combo strategy. It's don't wimp out, and you've got to put pressure on yourself every time you play, and you can only do it by getting in positions in the foxhole. You cannot recreate anything on a driving range. It's not going to work because you don't know how you feel that instant after the previous shot, the previous hole. You can only get better in the foxhole. And don't wimp out. Play from a longer tee. Try your best to play with players that are a little bit better than you are. Don't always play from a shorter tee and be happy with that. Push yourself. It's the only way you're going to know how good you really can be. And that's what it's all about in golf. Treat yourself as an athlete. Athletes push themselves to the limits to see how good they can be, particularly putting themselves in the foxhole. And if you can simulate the foxhole for yourself while you're playing a round of golf, please do that. That's the only way to achieve the best golf that you can achieve. That is my strategy for today. Okay, also the senior, or I would say Champions Tour, is playing in San Antonio. This event, then they have a week off. They play at Newport Beach, and then it's the Schwab Cup. The top 30 players get to play, and the point system in the Schwab Cup Championship. We will cover that extensively. My picks this week, it's an 81-man field. I've got Michael Allen, David Frost, and Kenny Perry. That's Allen, Frost and Perry. That's the Champions Tour in San Antonio, which starts tomorrow, and of course can be seen all three rounds on the Golf Channel. Now, all four rounds can be seen of the Fries.com tournament, Silverado Country Club, the North Course. And that one starts, as I said, in about a half hour. The first guys will tee off: Will McKenzie, Steve Marino, Scott Pinckney on tee number one, while Chez Reavie, Cameron Tringali, and Carlos Ortiz tee off on tee 10. Okay, my picks for the first event on the 2015-2016 wraparound season are Tony Finau, local favorite Nick Watney, and youngster Daniel Berger. So I've got Finau, Watney, and Berger. Those are my choices. You had my Dirty Dozen a moment ago, and my email address. Email me anything you'd like about the world of golf. Glad to get back to you at my convenience as quickly as I can. It may take me a day, never more than 2 days, to get back to anyone. The email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. That is my show for this week. Have a great week playing golf, watching golf. It's amazing, isn't it? The PGA Tour just ended, and here we are starting up again. Sort of like the NFL, they're never out of your view. They're always involved every single week of the year. Fantastic. Enjoy it. Until next week, One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, Bob Geismar, saying so long for now.